Paris Hilton got married.
Yes, congratulations to Paris. It was a small, intimate affair with her closest celebrity friends, all in attendance. She married Carter Riem, in her late grandfather's Bel Air estate. Those are all the details that we have right now, but couldn't be happier for that crazy kid.
There's some new Taylor Swift music out, and this is something she did a while back, isn't it?
Well, this is something that she originally did a while back. She ran into some legal issues when she could not get control, financial control of her early recordings. The record company that owned her original masters when she was first starting, before she became a mega superstar, sold their entire catalog to another company, one that Taylor Swift didn't particularly like. So she wanted to buy back her original master recordings. They would not sell them to her. So she decided to go back and re-record all of that early material and essentially take control of her early recordings again. So her Red album, which came out many years ago, now has been re-recorded, and this morning has been re-released. Her upbeat songs are, really pleasant. They're fun to listen to. People of all ages seem to like them. So this new version of Reds is out wherever you crazy kids buy music these days. I don't imagine you're going to the Sears where I used to buy, get my 45 every week. But also in related Taylor Swift news, Taylor Swift has cut a deal with Starbucks now you can go to your local Starbucks store and drink what Taylor Swift drinks. If you go into your Starbucks today and just say, I want Taylor's latte, or that you want a Taylor's version, go up and say, I would like a Taylor's version. They'll write down the wrong name on a cup, and you will get a Grande Caramel Non-Fat Latte. It's Taylor's favorite drink at Starbucks. But you don't even have to go through saying all four of those words. Now you can just go, I'll have a Taylor's latte, and you will be all set up with that.
How much will that run you?
I'm sure it's, probably like most of the drinks at Starbucks, $70, $80 a cup. Something like that, I would guess.
Well worth it.
Yeah.
Good to the last drop. So, Dean, what goes on at the Chicago Film Critics Film Festival?
Well, they take over the Music Box Theater on North Southport in Chicago. They will be running some of the end of year's most anticipated movies. That's going to be a big deal to be able to see them a little ahead of time, a little bit ahead of their opening. Also, there will be documentaries. There will be classic films shown. They're going to be films that are shown in 70 millimeter on the big screen at the Music Box Theater. So, there's a lot of stuff going on. The opening film is tonight. That is Maggie Gyllenhaal's directorial debut, called The Lost Daughter, that stars Olivia Colman and Dakota Johnson. But this is going to be going on all weekend at the Music Box on North Southport, and you can get info at chicagofilmcritics.org.
That Music Box, that is Chicago treasure, for
it
sure.
It definitely is.
And that's what's on your list of things to do and things to watch this weekend?
Well, let's start off with some movies for the weekend. One of the films that is getting all kinds of buzz as the one to beat for the Oscars is called Belfast. I'm not sure that it's the one to beat. I've already seen a couple of other movies that are pretty spectacular. They are going to be Oscar contenders, but Belfast will be among them for sure. Very touching story that is written and directed by Sir Kenneth Branagh. He doesn't perform in this movie, but he wrote it and he directs it. It's a semi-autobiographical tale of his own childhood growing up amidst all the violence in the late 60s between the Catholics and Protestants in his hometown of Belfast in Northern Ireland. It is cinematographically speaking, a beautiful film. The performances here from Judi Dench and Jamie Dornan and many others are really quite great. Most of all, what I think this does, I mean, we have a kind of an image of the violence in Northern Ireland in our mind from what we saw on the news. This takes it and it really puts human faces on it. It's that story told through the eyes of this young family, two young children, the parents, the grandparents. It is a story of a love and charm of living, the love and charm of the Irish people in this movie. So there's a lot to like in this movie. It's an hour and a half. That's something to like, that there's a movie that's not 3 hours long.
Good.
It's very concisely told, so I gave it a B+. It is in theaters right now, and it's rated PG-13, by the way, too, so it's not excessively violent. For the kids, there's Clifford the Big Red Dog. Hasn't been up on big screen in quite a few years, but this is based on the popular PBS series and the children's books and video games and so forth. That one is in theaters as well. There's also a movie that's it's more than predictable, but the fact that Dwayne Johnson and Gal Gadot and Ryan Reynolds stars in this movie that is called Red Notice. It's a heist movie about basically a jewel theft that goes on. They are just so charismatic. Even though the story is that you could predict practically every single thing that's going on in it. So that one is in theaters and is also streaming on Netflix, by the way. For stuff to do this weekend, I've got a ton of music. If you like salsa music, Tito Nieves is at Joe's Live in Rosemont. We have the Fix at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles this weekend. Saturday, as a matter of fact, and then Sunday at the Arcata, Buddy Guy is going to be performing there. Chelsea Handler is performing at the Chicago Theater tonight. Our very own Pat Tomasulo is doing tonight and tomorrow at Zany's down on Wall Street. Sister Act is over at the Mercury Theater on North Southport. Mozart's The Magic Flute is at the Lyric Opera through November the 27th. And the big event, Bob, that's going on this weekend that extra security has been called out for.
I know what this is.
This is my annual live broadcast that we do at Tree Time Christmas Creations. This is going to be Sunday morning. I don't know if this is true or not. I'm just getting reports that, like, when a new version of an iPhone comes out and people are camped out outside, I'm hearing that people are already camped out outside of Tree Time to make sure that they can come in. There's nothing more exciting than watching us do a radio show. And we're going to do it. We'll be out there Sunday morning from 9 to 1 at Tree Time in Lake Barrington. We're going to be joined, among many others, Andy Mazur, who I heard is there with you this morning. He's going to be out there with us.
I'll be there.
But also Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie and Dan Butler, who is Bulldog on Frasier. They're going to come out there and join us, too. They're getting ready to star in a play that's going to be opening in Chicago. So, when you see the big spotlights in the sky out in Lake Barrington on Sunday morning, it's all for our annual broadcast that we do.
The one thing more exciting than being there, listening to it on WGN Radio.
That's very true. Oh, yeah, it's going to be on the radio, too. That's right.
Thanks, Dean.
See you later.